Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It is a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this May 11th, 2023. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
Our head of production in here, so you know everything's going to sound real good. I'm on the board.
Magic.
Yeah, I'm on the board. Don't blame yourself for anything. No. We got fun things lined up for you today, everybody. It is going to be an interesting show because we're going to be doing some new stuff around here. Going to be trying some things out, experimenting with some stuff. We're looking forward to getting to more of that in a moment. Some of the stuff Seth and I are going to be hanging out with you doing today. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, we're going to get into you can put your pet on a billboard. All right.
Okay.
And my fur brother Sam will not stop talking about this. Once is 15 seconds of fame, man.
I hope it means a picture of your pet.
I hope so.
Not the actual pet.
Yeah.
That sounds a little scary.
Seems rough on the pet.
Yeah,
not very fair to the pet.
No.
A little bit later in this hour, I want to get into a fun one with everybody. And I do mean everybody.
All right.
It's National Eat What You Want Day.
Okay.
I want to know what you guys would eat. If you could eat anything with no accountability, if you're allergic to something, you can have it. It's not mm-hmm. going to give you an allergic reaction, like that. Seth and I are going to get into that after Melissa's news today. So you'll call up 424-2600. You know the number.
Mm-hmm.
Call up and join the conversation. We want to do more of that. We want to hear more from you. We're going to give you more opportunities to call in and talk with us.
Yeah.
Hang out on the show. Be a part of the show. That's what this is all about. We do local radio. Let's talk to some locals.
that's what we want to do. You're right. And we don't have to call for a long conversation.
No,
just call up,
no,
give us
no.
your answer, and then we can talk about it. It'll be fun.
We understand this early in the morning. We don't want to bug you before your coffee. So I'm not going to do it right away. I'm not going to start the show that way. We'll do it after Melissa's
into
news.
It, yeah.
8 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off with, of course, an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. We will also have in that hour Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news, once again, I have something for you, audience. we're going to get into the smartest villains in movie history.
Ooh.
What I asked the audience, who's your favorite villain in movie history?
There you go. There you go.
I always thought that the villains, like, there's two big categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ones that are just, you know, demonstrous. There's nothing redeemable about them. But dang, are they good at what they do.
Very good at it.
You know, and then there's the ones that are they're sneaky charming. And you're like, you find, like, I think Silence of the Lambs is one of these great examples.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the biggest Jodie Foster fan in the world. Mm-hmm. I went through that whole movie loving Jodie Foster, rooting for Jodie Foster, all that stuff and everything. Anytime Anthony Hopkins was on the screen, I'm like, well, he is really cool, though. I mean, he's a very nice guy. Yeah. I'm not eating dinner with him.
Ew.
But, I mean, I could see sitting back having a glass of what? No, no, I can't.
No, don't want to do that one either.
No. But this is what I mean. Like, Anthony Hopkins' role as a serial killer is very charming. You know, he's that good of an actor.
That's right. Sean Bean, anytime he plays a villain,
absolutely,
he's very charming. Yeah,
absolutely. One does not simply walk in, even when he's doing that, like a simple line like that. Sean Bean, very underrated.
Yes.
So after Melissa's news in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be taking calls on that.
Nice.
Again, 424-2600. That is the number, everybody. Also want to get into in the 8 o'clock hour another one here. Where was that? I wanted to get into the weirdest question we've been asking ChatGPT.
Well, we being, you know, collective
the
term,
royal we. Yes. Isn't that how they put it? The royal we?
The royal we,
That phrase came from the royal we. It's usually talking about commoners and stuff. Maybe it's just if it came from England, it's sarcastic. I guarantee it.
Probably. I think you're right.
I like to joke that my people, the Jews, we invented sarcasm. I'm not sure if that's true, though. I think that might have been England.
The British are very good at it. Yeah.
I wanted to get into a couple of things, other things this morning. 9 o'clock hour, of course, entertainment news. Then I write stories, good stories of the day. And the most important part of the day, possibly. It is. We got Madison coming in with our pet of the week in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right.
So we're looking forward to hanging out with Madison and our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Big shout out to Current Technology sponsoring the segment along with the Humane Society.
Yep.
Love our friends over at Current Technologies. Worked with them for years.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send a good morning to them.
That's right.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good this morning.
Right on.
I've checked my fantasy baseball. Doing pretty good so far.
Yeah.
I'm still nervous, though.
You should be.
I should be nervous.
No.
There's not many games going on today, so I'm kind of a little nervous about today.
Seth and I are in a league with my dad, a couple other friends, and we're playing each other this week for the first time this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming into this game undefeated. Seth is the highest
I think I have the most points,
team,
yeah.
Highest
right.
scoring
yeah.
team, and he's got about a 30-40 point lead on me right now. So I'm scraping the bit. If anybody has any fantasy baseball tips... You probably don't want to bother with
anyone.
You got better things to do with your time.
So
It is fun, though. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What I do wrong, though, because I've won in fantasy sports,
mm-hmm.
so I'm one of these guys, I don't think I would have been my dad as an athlete. I love the game, and mm-hmm. I love winning, but if I were to win a championship, I don't know if the hunger would stay the same. I really don't don't know because I've never been in that situation, so I have no idea how I react.
How would you feel about that, right?
But I know in some situations how mm-hmm. I feel about that stuff, and it's kind of like, well, I got an award in ninth grade, Bloodstone Award, for Best in Prose.
Okay.
I don't have to win anything the rest of my life. Like it was so cool. It was such
felt
a big
so
deal
good.
To me.
Yeah, right.
It felt so good. And I honestly, I really don't care much about awards or any of that
yeah.
stuff. So it's just kind of like, anything
awesome.
I would win, I'd just give it to my mom and dad anyway.
Yeah, right.
So the idea of winning sounds really cool, sounds really awesome, and I would strive to do it. But once I do it, I don't know, you know, afterwards. I keep playing, of course, you know, and all that,
because
you love the game. But that's probably what would keep me playing, not the desire to win another championship and everything. I noticed with my teams, I don't play video games anymore. So I basically treat fantasy sports like video
games. As your video
game. I'm just drafting the guys that I would play on Madden or MLB or something like that.
Well, it's not a bad way. It's worked so far this year, you know.
If I'm honest, I need something to do with my time. this is hard. As a surviving actor, you take every audition you can get. It doesn't matter if it is a ad for Depends or if it's an ad for a big blockbuster movie or something like
that. Doesn't matter.
Part of the conversations I've been having with members of the Writers Guild is, what are you guys looking at the Actors Guild to do? Because when there's been strikes before, it's been, well, this is our thing. You guys don't have to. We appreciate the camaraderie, mm-hmm. but you don't have to do this. We don't expect that. And to be clear, the actors are not striking, but you will see I came inches close to being in a Zoom call with Mandy Patinkin yesterday.
Wow.
I don't care if he would have even looked at me, man. Like, that's Inigo Montoya. That's my guy. That's Chicago's own.
I was going to say, we're going to get to Chicago. I know he's
so
from
close.
Chicago.
I'm so close. But I bring that up as an example of actors talking with other writers mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, show some solidarity.
Right.
We are, you know actors. You don't know most writers.
Right.
Us being on the front lines brings more attention to this
mm-hmm.
and so showing some solidarity. So I did have an audition lined up for today, mm-hmm. and I got my hair cut for it and everything like that. I was talking to these writers like, I don't feel good about this. Mm-hmm. It's for a project that's already written and isn't going to be filmed until the end of the year. Technically, I would not be crossing any picket lines
right.
or anything like
right.
that. Just don't feel right. Mm-hmm. And I need every audition I can get,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't feel right. So I am not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the only one that's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So I, on one side, boy, if you're looking to audition, go for it. Cause there's nobody auditioning for that role.
Exactly.
You should have a pretty good odds.
Win by
it.
Default. Right. Yeah.
But also Seth, and I need to tell the audience this too. This is, and sometimes I think it's good to own these kind of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I drastically overestimated the odds of me getting the new James Bond role because of my name. Drastically overestimated. Really felt like I could just walk into
just
the
walk
audition.
Right in, man.
My name's James. Come on. I should at least have a shoot, you know, at least get an audition because of that. You know, maybe they don't give me the role, but at least I get an audition because my name is James.
Yeah. You ever thought of changing your last name?
I'm thinking.
To Bond.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about
you
it.
You might get sued, though. I don't know.
They want to take a new, you know, angle on the James Bond roles
thing.
And everything
right, yeah,
and
there
stuff.
Go.
There's been talks about it being an African-American. There's been talks about being a woman.
Woman, yeah.
Things like that. How about an Italian Jew?
Yeah, right.
Come on. With no way. I won't even do an English accent. Why? Come on. on, Costner can play Robin Hood and not use an English accent. Well, come on, I'll do James Bond. I'll talk like this. I'll even lean into the Chicago accent a little bit more.
The Midwestern Bond. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, shaking that stern. Actually, you know what? Just give it to me. Just give it. I don't care. Just give it to me. You know, get the ice out of there. By the way, while you're doing, just give me the. Do you got a beer? Got any Lineys back there? Hey, Lineys, you know.
Oh man, that would almost be worth it just for that.
actually, let's open this up right now. If anybody does want to call in 424-2600, yeah. Who do you want to see as the new James Bond? Do you have anybody in mind?
Boy, you know, I don't have anyone that like jumps to mind. I know Idris Elba has been tossed around a lot. I don't know if that's going to happen because I haven't heard anything recently about, you know, whether or not he's even interested in the role or anything like that. But, gosh, I'm trying to think of any British or I guess it doesn't matter anymore if you're British or not.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
So I don't know.
I don't know much of his work. I know he was in that Bridgerton TV show, and I didn't watch that. Mm-hmm. But I had a friend of mine send me a clip of the Reggie Jean Page. He's in the new Dungeons & Dragons movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
He had like a small role in it or something like that. A buddy of mine sent me a clip, and I saw the clip, and I immediately thought, that should be the new James Bond. I'm with you with Idris Elba. I'd love to see that. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite actors, and I think he'd be perfect for it. I'd like to see an older Bond again. I'd like to see somebody who like a more seasoned Bond again. But I also feel like they just did that with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
So, you know, knowing Hollywood, knowing the way they do these things, they're going to go in another direction. They're probably going to go younger and yes, probably ethnic English, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Reggie Jean Page fits all the barriers. He's like, max all the marks. And I did not realize how darn talented the guy was.
Yes.
He is very talented. He is a good actor.
Extremely handsome, too. My goodness.
He's unfair handsome. Yeah. Like, you know, there's other guys in the world, man. How are we supposed to compete with that?
You know, it's one of those things that you get a mixture of, you know, different ethnic groups in one person, and they just are beautiful people. So good looking.
Yeah. Me aside, why why would anybody ever think that, you know, sticking with races is the only way?
I know.
At all the examples we have of beautiful people.
I'm telling you.
Being mixed. And as a side note, everybody's mixed. Everybody.
Yeah, we know it.
There's no quote-unquote pure people out there anymore.
Yeah, take that out of here. Yeah, we don't need that anymore. Yeah. There's no such thing.
So might as well lean into it, everybody. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, I think it'd be interesting to see one of those roles. I do like the idea of a female Bond. I don't think that's a bad idea either.
Jamie Bond?
what I would like to see, though, and this would never happen, of course, but just even for like three movies, Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren as an older season James Bond, like one last job for Bond, one last job for 007. Like, Helen Mirren could do anything.
Okay, so we've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe has kind of opened up for everybody the multiverse thing here. Let's do multiverse Bond.
Oh,
we can do all kinds of different Bonds, just one-offs, you know, just
like
one movie kind of thing.
I like it.
Like in an alternate universe. Yeah, you could really play around with it. Hey, you know, why not?
And this is how you just set me up perfectly. That's how we get the Italian Jew Bond.
That's right.
I'd like it shaken, not stirred. Actually, you know what? If you could just put three links of ice in there, that'd be really nice. Oh, I love it. You get it right. Perfect. That's very good. Oh, this is too cold. This is too cold. Please. I don't want that. Or maybe I play it a little bit the other way or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
The gangster Bond. I like that.
Hey, Lockjaw, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
There you go.
Take a break right here before I go through and ruin my voice even more.
Even more in the rest of your career, you know.
We will take a break and come back. Nobody's going to let me audition after that role. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this May 11th, 2023.
All right.
Again, it is National Nurses Week. A shout out to all the nurses out there. We appreciate you so darn much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's World Ego Awareness Day. Spend some time in self-reflection and understand the role of the ego in your own life in order to make sure it doesn't come into conflict with others. Ego is one of those words that we throw around and mm-hmm. we use in different terms in different ways.
Right.
I think everybody knows people with egos. You know, I think of the person that you can always they do it to themselves. Just listen to them talk, and they will put themselves ahead of others. They mm-hmm. will. I don't want to speak for you, Seth, but I know I've seen more egos in radio than I have in acting.
Really?
The diva mentality in radio is very palpable compared to the diva is in acting. There is certainly diva actors. I've worked with plenty of those. But I have seen a lot of big heads in radio. Then they put, and you can tell right away because they put their stuff ahead of listeners.
You know,
they try to fit a round hole into a square peg.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. And I think part of it is because it can be kind of a singular thing, you know, acting is much more collaborative.
Yep.
You have to kind of put your ego at bay because we've seen what happens when you don't. When you become one of those people, you get a rep and all that kind of stuff. In radio, it's like not a big deal. It's like, yeah, he's kind of a blah 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 because you know he's got his own show and his ratings, blah blah, whatever. You know,
yeah, they, you know, there's a million examples of it in radio history, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of them don't age well. None of them age well.
No.
I think of guys like Larry King, though. Larry King is one of those better examples to me because Larry King, you don't get where you get in life without a little bit of healthy ego. You've got to believe in your...
Right.
The hardest thing for me with acting, doing professional acting, has nothing to do with performing.
Right.
I got that all day.
Sure.
It's getting in that room and those strangers, proving to those strangers, I'm the best person for this role.
Right.
There is nobody in the world you should be considering other than me. Mm-hmm. Believing in myself that way.
Yeah.
Having confidence in myself. That has taken the most work. Building my confidence up and having that confidence when I walk in that room. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm here. Like that kind of thing. But having that balance of, hey, you're lucky to have me. Like that's too far. That's you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you have to have a balance there.
Yeah.
In radio, you are alone a lot. And it's understandable, these ego things. I am one of the my confidence is a house of cards that I keep together with glue and willpower. but doing this job alone for quite a while, for a couple of years and everything, you come in, Melissa comes in. I'm still having a difficult time like remembering that and leaning on you guys and stuff.
It was a long
There's
time.
A little ego in that.
Sure.
It doesn't, it's not your traditional ego, but it's still ego. Like understanding this stuff, there's no pointing fingers here. I'm not saying that this is something like we need to shame people or anything like that.
No.
I genuinely think a lot of people don't even realize they do it.
I think you're right. I think 100% you're right.
And understanding the balance of that. Like, you've got to believe in yourself. You are your biggest. You should be your biggest fan. Instead, we're our own worst enemy. Let's flip that.
Yeah.
Let's remember who's in charge here when it comes to our brain.
Yeah.
We are. and flip that and believe in yourself.
Talk to your brain like Homer does. Yeah.
Yes. just have a balance there. You
just,
know?
Just be balanced with it. That's
just
all.
Remember, you know, life, in more times than not in life, it ain't about you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly.
National Twilight Zone Day. Nice. Enter another dimension. Wait a minute. Enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. Binge some of the Rod Sterling's mind-bending episodes of The Twilight Zone.
One of my favorite all-time shows. Still holds up. If you have not watched a classic episode of Twilight Zone recently, do yourself a favor. And do it. I mean, it's from the late 50s, early 60s. So, you know, there's going to be some differences. But, man, some of the morals of it, I guess, you know, the moral of the story is, still holds up really well today. Surprisingly well today.
It's it's one of those interesting things, too, when it comes to this, that it there's certain things that stay with you.
Yep. Like the theme song?
Yes.
Everyone knows what this is.
Yeah. It's right there.
To another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land
mind.
Of boundaries
mind.
Of that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Rod Sterling is so good.
Well, he had such a weird way of talking,
yes,
you know, but I loved it. He was so perfect for the show.
I can't imagine, how he got that job.
Because it's not, he's not a typical narrator. He's not a
not at all.
You see, like you were just saying, is it the way his speech patterns and stuff. Perfect, though.
He was perfect.
Jordan Peele brought it back and did the narration and a lot of those things. He did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing like the classic.
No.
And one of the, I think there's a cool thing there too, where everybody's got like a favorite Twilight episode.
Oh, absolutely. Time Enough at Last is one of my favorites with Burgess Meredith. Oh, yeah. That is one of my all-time favorites.
So many good ones.
Yes.
I remember as a kid really enjoying the Gremlin episode with the Gremlin on the plane.
Terror at 20,000 feet. Yep.
And he's the only one that can tell and see it and everything.
William Shatner does a very good job with that one.
I feel like one of the scarier things to me in life, because I grew up around so much violence,
right,
that I got numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it for me is more psychological stuff.
Gotcha.
The idea of you're the only person that knows the truth and nobody in the world believes you, like, or nobody in the plane or whatever. Like, that kind of stuff seems like the scariest stuff in the world to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, crazy serial killer with an axe or whatever. It's like, you know, I've seen it.
But, yeah, exactly.
But the other, that psychological stuff to me is much not only harder to do horror-wise or suspense-wise, really. Twilight Zone's more suspense than horror.
For sure, yes.
And I find that more intriguing. Horror, I mean, anybody can do a jump scare. Anybody can make a bunch of blood and gore and all that. And I'm not saying there isn't an art to horror. Just overall, that's what it can be.
Yeah.
Suspense, that's Hitchcock.
That's tough. Yeah. That's hard to do, to do that very well. The one last comment on that. There's one episode I think everyone should continue to watch to this day. Mm-hmm. And that's The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. Because of what it has to say about friends, neighbors, and that kind of thing about paranoia. It still holds up really well today.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Plus, Claude Akins is in it. I love Claude Akins.
I was going to ask, actually. Is it Claude Akins? Because I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is National Technology Day. From smartphones to social media, technology has transformed the way we live and communicate. With new innovations emerging every day, it's exciting to see how tech will shape our future.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about this ad nauseum already. Mm-hmm. We are all guinea pigs right now.
Basically,
we are guinea pigs
yes.
with the internet. We are guinea pigs with technology. We are figuring this out. And then, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they're going to look back and say, can you believe they did this with the internet and things like that? There needs to be some grace with that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give each other grace with that, some understanding with it. We need to look out for each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scumbags out there. There's a lot of people that try to take advantage of this.
You know it.
So the more attention we bring to scams or to people, you know, trying to use the internet and, you know, uncool purposes and everything.
Yeah.
You know, letting your authorities know and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to.
Yep.
It's also important, I think, to be able to balance this. Technology is amazing. It's so darn cool. I started in this business doing reel-to-reel. Now we're digital, baby.
We just pull up any song you want, anytime.
We got people in Sweden listening to us,
yeah,
like on the internet and everything. Like, it's amazing. With Civic Media now, of course, we are not only we're AMFM, but we're streaming 24/7 at civicmedia.us.
Yep.
There is a app you can download to take with you everywhere, the Civic Media app. You can find it anywhere you get apps. I mean, it's pretty darn cool.
That's amazing, yeah.
We're able to reach people and reach our audience in a better way.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how long I was doing this, and that AM signal would not come in Grand Rapids.
And
I would hear from at least once a week, I would hear from somebody, couldn't get you in today, couldn't listen, you know, something like that. Now you have no excuse. I take it personal now when you don't listen. I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Why aren't you listening?
But, you know, so you really have no, there's so many opportunities, not just us, obviously, but so many different ways to take things in.
Absolutely.
You want to binge a show, you got it on your phone. The ability to be able to keep in contact with each other. How many people have been lost and they've been found because of their phone?
Because
they track their phone or something like that.
Yeah.
GPS in general.
Yeah, amazing.
When's the last time anybody's been lost? Really? Like, we don't get lost anymore.
Not really.
If you do, it's you or sometimes the app didn't update.
Because
that's the other part of
technology. Or you forgot your phone,
When we say grace with each other in technology, we also have to give a little grace to technology. I come back to something my papa always said when he brought in when my sister and I were living with my nana papa, and he brought in the first PC I'd ever seen. This big conglomerate, big machine and everything, and he's messing around on it. And I was afraid to touch it because it was so expensive. I didn't want to break, you know, I didn't want to ruin it or anything. He's like, Jimmy, it's as smart as you are. The computer is only as smart as the operator.
Yep.
I still come back to that. Those early PCs, it's no different now. It's your not. Phone, your tablet, whatever it is.
You are the person who's running it still. So relax, everyone.
Yeah.
The AI is not taking over yet.
Yeah.
So just calm down a little bit.
AI is not taking over, period. Okay? If I'm wrong, go ahead and rub this in my face, everybody. But the AI...
In 100 years when you're dead, yeah.
People really... Do you really think human beings like were that incapable of fighting machines? Like, yeah. what do you think these machines are going to do? Start just making Terminators overnight? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm sure at some point we could pull the plug. I mean, seriously.
James, I wish I could do a good Hal.
Oh, you're Hal? Yeah, Hal 9000? Yeah.
James, I think you have a problem. James, what are you doing with the plug? James, don't do that. Unplug. Unplug. End of AI.
There you
end
go.
End of AI. Ha, ha, ha. I unplugged you.
You
unplugged.
Need power.
There you go, Hal. What are you going to do now? Go ahead and plug yourself in, AI. I am not worried about AI taking over.
Zombies, yes.
Sure.
AI, no.
I actually, you know what? I think it's more likely zombies happen than AI takes over.
I think you're right.
It is National Eat What You Want Day.
All right.
Drop your rules and restrictions around eating and just enjoy life a little by eating what you want on this healthy and body image conscious day. First think of with this is people with allergies, and I really feel for them because a day is not going to take care of that for you.
Right.
I know there are medications and different things you can take, but I would say that maybe you can't do that, but maybe you can cheat on your diet today or something like that.
Just have a little fun. Have a little fun with it.
Something that I'm learning, I'm trying to learn more and more, and I'm very ashamed of this because I come from such a strong eating culture and a strong Italian family and all this. Food is meant to be enjoyed.
It is.
I have treated fuel like gasoline my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I eat to keep moving.
Right.
And I enjoy food. I like food. I just don't put enough time into it. I'm trying to get better about that. I'm trying to enjoy my food, take my time with my food. My nan and papi used to call me a vacuum. So zoom everything.
It's gone, up. Yeah.
I'm trying to do a little more of that. Today is a great day to embrace that.
Yeah.
And have some fun with it. And this reminds, or use this as a reminder to the audience, get ready to call 424-2600. We're going to go to Melissa's news now. When we come back from that, I want to hear from you all. What's a food you would eat if you could get away with it today?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an allergy you have, or it's just, you know, you're on a diet, or, you know, it's something you haven't eaten in years because you know it's not good for you.
Right.
I want to hear from you guys. 424-2600 when we come back from break. Let us know what's a food you can eat because it's National Eat What You Want Day.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, it is getting a little hungry around here. We haven't even gotten to Misty's menu yet.
I know.
We'll come back after Melissa's news, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope your Thursday's treating you good. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. I have a rule that if you're going to name your band something, you can't have your first single be the name of your band. You can't call yourself Big Country and then have your first single be in a big country. Sorry. It's too much. It's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song. I like it.
In the 80s, I didn't like it that much. As an adult, I seem to not mind it.
Yeah,
it's not a bad song.
It's out hindsight, you know, after you don't have to hear it five times every day. Yeah.
That's another one we could do callers on sometime. You know, songs that when you were younger, you were burnt out from, but now you hear
it. Now you kind of like it. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Freebird is one of those.
Really?
Working in classic rock as long as I did, I got burnt out of Freebird and a lot of those bigger songs. You know, there's a couple of Zeppelin and Floyd songs like that. I'm removed enough now. I heard I was just flipping through the radio and Freebird was on or whatever. I'm like, man, I haven't heard the ending of that in a long time. It's just one of the greatest endings of any song ever. Like, you don't even have to like rock and roll to listen to the last couple of minutes of Freebird and be like, oh my god, like the layers, the guitar solo, that's some actual musicians putting in some work right there. I got burnt out of that because I played it every day for a while.
I can understand
so bad
that
anymore.
Yeah.
424-2600. Why am I telling you the phone number that most of you already know? Because we want you to call up 424-2600. It is National Eat What You Want Day. Seth and I are wondering if you could eat anything you wanted with no consequences, no accountability, what would you eat? Let's take a look at this poll that they had some fun with. Someone matched up different foods and had people vote for one or the other. Over 50,000 people weighed in, and we have the 10 choices here.
Weighed in.
So let's go ahead and go through this list. But as we're going through this, we will take calls. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Just shout out what you want to eat. We can just go with that. You don't even have to, nothing more than that.
Yeah, doesn't have to be anything too heavy.
Description, no.
So sandwich or burger? 60% said burger.
Okay. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm all about burgers, man.
Yeah. I good sandwich. Nothing wrong with a good sandwich, but yes, absolutely.
I don't know what it is either. It's not like it's anything special. It's just ground beef, you know, fried on a thing. But I think it's the versatility. You can just put anything on a burger. I mean, you can just build it up however exactly you want it and then just go to town.
For me, there's everything you were saying there. Mm-hmm. I think I'm realizing right now it's a comfort food for me.
Yeah.
I remember my dad like having this little grill, like grilling in the projects, like let alone now out here in Wisconsin and everything.
Wow.
And doing that. But it was a big deal if he did that, obviously. Yeah. And even now, he makes burgers. It's still my favorite burger in the world. Anytime my dad makes a burger, I'm right there. Like, nice. All right, line me up, man. I think there's a little of that to it, too. I wonder how much of our food that we enjoy and that we love comes down to taste and comes down to that. Whether it's nostalgia or just it's a comfortable food or it's easy to eat, that's another one where it's, you know, convenient.
I think that's totally true because one of the things I was thinking of during the break about, wow, what foods would I like? There was a certain kind of cookie that my mom would make. Favorite, still to this day, my favorite cookie was like a no-bake oatmeal chocolate blob. It wasn't the nicest looking thing, but man, they were so good.
Yeah.
And I think if that's something today, I would love to have one of those today. Yeah. Oh, it'd be great. But I think you're right. Yeah, that has to do with, you know, what you grew up with and that sort of thing. So, yeah, totally.
I don't know if I've shared this before. You know, we grew up in the Italian family. We have pasta, real pasta. My Nana makes her own marinara.
Yes.
There were times we made our own noodles, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom makes spaghetti, too. But she makes the meat. She puts meat in the sauce.
Yes.
Now, growing up, my sister, brother, and I used to call that Jewish spaghetti. Because we genuinely thought that that's just how Jews made spaghetti. That's just what they did. It was completely different than what my Nana did. And
yeah,
everything.
Right.
Not the case.
Not to burst your bubble. That's also how I had it as a kid. Put the meat in the sauce.
Found that out probably like 15, 16. Probably, found, you know, I was like
to someone else's house. Yeah. Oh, you do it here too.
Oh, you guys. Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
How'd you know? About
you guys
that?
Are Jewish. Oh, you're not. You're not. Okay. Pizza or French fries? That's not fair. That ain't fair.
Oh, man.
I'm actually a little angry. I don't want to have to decide. Don't make me decide between those two.
That would be a good one if you're going to call up right now to tell it which one. That's a hard one, man.
That's a tough one.
I mean, especially because, you know, burgers and sandwiches, that was pretty easy. But, I mean, what are two more American things than fries and pizza?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And I don't want to combine them. I don't like that.
That would sound weird. Yeah.
I'll chew French fries. I'll take French fries.
Although, personally, I don't like ketchup with my French fries.
Yeah, yeah.
But the tomato, I think you could make it work.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with it.
You'd have to do something different with the crust, though. That'd be kind of weird. You'd have to figure out a way to do it. But yeah.
I like pizza, but my favorite part is the crust. And as soon as you said crust, because I said French fries, and now I'm immediately second guessing my guess.
It's a tough question,
man. It's not fair.
We ask the hard questions here.
It's what we do around here.
The morning show.
We thought it would be close. 63% said pizza. I thought it'd be a lot closer.
Yeah. That's interesting. Wow.
Pepperoni pizza or plain cheese?
Oh, that for me, there's no. That's pepperoni all the way.
Pepperoni every day.
And pepperoni's not my favorite, but. That's the other great thing about pizza. Mm-hmm. Toppings. Whatever you weird things you want. I have a friend. Favorite pizza? Black olives and pineapple.
Man.
We used to make fun of her, and then I tried it. It's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
And I don't even like black olives.
I don't mind pineapple on pizza. Yep. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. I do think that those are the smartest pizza eaters. Nobody wants their pizza. It's all for them. They get it all. I have a friend who puts who would say that they're not married anymore, but their significant other and them, she would eat all of his pizza. So he would get like olives on one side, but then he'd just like pick them off.
Yeah.
And eat the pizza. And so she finally realized this and everything and just started doing the same thing and taking his pizza. Like, but that's an idea as far as
there you go. There you go.
It does that. I'm not a big toppings guy. Pepperoni is what I like.
Right.
I am the kid that growing up, I would take slices of pepperoni and put them in between bread and eat it. I love pepperoni.
That's good. I'm actually more of an Italian sausage guy. I like sausage better. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
And I just like, actually, I like Italian sausage in general.
So
just
good
stuff, man.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Waffles are pancakes. Again, not fair. I'm sorry. Pepperoni pizza and plain cheese. Yeah. There was a 50-50 tie with that.
Really?
And there's a 50-50 tie with waffles and pancakes.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something else you can't really, I mean, you could combine them in the sense you have like a waffle and then a pancake, one on top of the other.
Yeah.
But that's not really interesting. You're just having them together.
Yeah.
But
although, now that you say it,
let's come up with something.
I'm doing
new,
this weekend. No, I'm not even waiting. I'm doing it this weekend. That's the other thing. I don't have a lot of time to eat. So like on the weekends is when I have a little more free time and everything. I can actually experiment and try some stuff. I am definitely doing that this weekend.
Yeah. Personally, though, I think I'm going to have to go with pancakes.
Yeah.
I think I'm more pancakes than waffles. Yeah.
I am definitely a waffle guy. I like pancakes a lot.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, easily waffles. So that's interesting. And a 50-50 tie again with the average. Cake or cupcakes? 53% said cake. I am very curious about you on this one, Seth, especially given it should probably be cake or pie.
That one might be coming up. To me, there's not much difference, though. I mean, they're basically the same thing. One is just a little self-contained one, and one is a slice. Other than that, but if I had to choose, I actually like the cupcake. To me, it's more satisfying, and you can eat it with your fingers. You can't necessarily do that with a slice of cake. So
I do like that part.
That you can just kind of cram it in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I love cake, I'm with you about the convenience of the cupcake.
Yep.
And I do like these. We got to get one of these crazy cupcake shops or donut shops around here.
Yeah.
I think they got them all over the place in bigger cities and stuff. I want one here in town.
That would be awesome.
You'll definitely stay in business. I mean,
I think so.
Between our studio alone, you will stay in business. I like those. Tacos or hot dogs?
Oh, there's no.
That's not fair.
That there's no.
That's not fair to hot dogs.
No.
I mean, hot dogs are okay and all that. I'm a Vienna hot dog guy. It's got to be
Vienna
a beef hot
yep.
dog, you know? But again, I'm a Chicagoan. So,
it's big in Chicago. Yeah.
But tacos are one of the greatest things ever invented.
You're right. That's not fair to hot dogs.
That's comparing the, you know, cell phone to the pet rock.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not fair to the pet rock. It's not.
Now, in a certain situation, I will take the hot dog. Mm. If you're at a ball game, that would be kind of weird. I mean, I know they have taco places now at stadiums, but I'm sorry. If you're at a baseball game, you got to have a hot dog, man.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Like, pile it with whatever you want on there, but come on.
I'm not sure you can leave the stadium until you've had a hot dog. I'm pretty sure you have to stay until you have one. And you got to go to a burger game. Yeah, they got the secret sauce. They got some of the best food there.
Yes, they do.
I love that about the ballpark. I just don't know what they call it now, so I can't say that. I want to say Miller Field. That's all I want to say.
Bam Miller Park Stadium.
County Miller something. Apples or oranges? Yeah, that's actually a funny
question. Comparing apples to oranges?
Yeah, we are comparing apples and oranges. 65% chose apples.
Really?
I love citrusy things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big citrus guy, but I love apples. Love apples.
It's got to be
green, red, doesn't matter.
I think it's a convenience thing.
You
got to peel the orange. Apples you can just grab and start, you know, chomping down.
That's a good one.
But with an orange, you got to actually peel it. So maybe that has something to do with it. Convenience.
424-2600. We're still waiting to see if any of you guys want to chime in. Let us know. Is there a food that you would eat that you had no accountability for? You can eat it, and there's no anything that's going to happen. You're not going to gain weight. If you're allergic to it, you're not going to get break out in hives or anything like that.
We know you eat.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a universal topic.
I got two more for you.
All right.
Ice cream or popsicles?
I have found in my older years, I can't handle cold stuff in my mouth so much anymore.
I hear you. Yeah.
So I'm not big on ice cream. I used to love, when I was a kid, I was ice cream like
ice cream
crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes.
But nowadays, it's very rare because I just don't like, for whatever reason, my mouth getting cold. I feel so old.
I hear you. Like I'm with you, man. You ain't alone on this one. I'm with you. I love ice cream, but I just don't eat it much anymore. If I'm going to have one of the, I'm having ice cream. Like, popsicles are okay, but I don't think I've had a popsicle since I was a kid. You know, if I'm going to eat something cold, because I don't normally eat cold things.
Right.
I don't eat a lot of soup. If I'm sick or it's the dead of winter, yeah.
It's a warming, kind of thing. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just not a big, especially a cold soup guy. Definitely not a cold soup guy.
Not like, gazpacho guy?
Gazpacho or whatever. No. I don't understand how that's still a thing. It doesn't make sense to me, but to each their own. You know?
Yeah, blame your countrymen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 87% would go with ice cream. So that's probably the biggest number I've seen.
Not a surprise either. Yeah. Not a surprise at all.
A lot of people like an ice cream over popsicles. And then one more, again, 424-2600. You want to chime in? This is your last opportunity. Otherwise, we will have another topic to talk about later.
Yeah.
Ice cream, vanilla ice cream or chocolate? That is a great debate.
Personally, because of you're not always so sure about how the chocolate is. You know, sometimes it's more bitter, more sweet. I go with the vanilla. Because I think you get a better idea of what you're going to get.
As they say here, don't underestimate the draw of vanilla ice cream. 53% said vanilla, 47% said chocolate.
Yeah, makes sense.
You're all insane. No, I'm joking. chocolate 1,000 times over. But I am actually borderline shocked by that.
Really?
I would have thought for sure chocolate would be over there. I think a lot of what you were saying before, too, though, about the combining of things. You were talking about it with pizza, but I immediately think, well, vanilla tends to be the glue for ice cream.
Yeah, the sundae. If you're making a sundae, you can make it with chocolate, but more often than not, because you can add, like, chocolate sauce to vanilla,
right.
And it has a nice combination flavor, chocolate with vanilla, you know. So, or, you know, even if you're doing something like a banana split, you know, it's usually vanilla with all the different, you know, strawberry, pineapple topping and the banana and stuff. So I think it's more versatile.
The first time I went to a DQ and I love blizzards. I'm the cookie dough and Oreo kind of a blizzard guy.
Sure.
But then I'm like, I was thinking about it and like, can I get chocolate instead of vanilla ice cream? I'm like, oh, sure, why not? And that wasn't a big deal to them. But to me, the skies opened up, angels started singing. Oh, happy day. And I have never gone back. I've never gone back since.
Why would you, man?
It's a chocolate.
Takes one, kid.
Yeah. Take a break, come back, have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show. Seth and James here with you. Thank you for joining us on this Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff to get to the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, CBS News will come in and catch you up on all your world news. After that, we will have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Talk with Paul and the gang. Get you a little bit of a heads up on what Mother Nature is up to.
Mm-hmm.
And after we're done with all of that, we are going to get into the smartest villains in movie history.
All right.
We'll move this up a little bit. We'll do it a little in the beginning of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll be taking calls on that because we want you to call in and let us know who your favorite villain is of all time. Just a great villain. It doesn't have to be your favorite.
No.
But one that stands out, one that you remember.
One that kind of makes you, this is a real villain.
I think that'll be fun. As my contact just went loose.
Oh, no.
That's great. That's wonderful.
He's blind in one eye.
Yep, pretty much. It's all blurry on one
depth
side.
Perception
right? This is going to be a very interesting last
couple
minutes.
Keep hitting the microphone.
I think we're off the air. Boy, I gotta tell you, now I can use my real voice.
Somebody feels so much better.
Yeah. I feel so much better to talk like this. Before we go to the top of the hour, I want to get to this. A possible meteorite crashes into a New Jersey home with no injuries.
Wow.
We don't usually do That Ain't Right stories this early. But, I mean, a metallic object comes flying into your house. What do you do?
What do you do?
You know, again, nobody was hurt. So, thankfully that. So this object comes flying into the house, punched through a hole in the roof of a central New Jersey home, smashing into a hardwood floor and bouncing around the bedroom.
Oh, dear.
The family who owns the home discovered the black potato-sized rock in a corner still warm.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody was hurt, and there was no serious damage to the residents. Police in the Hopewell Township, north of the state capital in Trenton, say that it measures about 4 by 6 inches.
Okay.
So to just give you an example of what this is.
Yeah.
So this happens to you in your home. Like there are very, very, very few situations in life where I'm like, I don't know what I do. Like my brain, the way it works, like immediately problem solving, immediately where are the exits, where are the weapons, whatever, whatever. Something like this, I generally like, I got nothing. I don't know. I mean, do I use it as a paperweight? Who do I call? Like, NASA? Does anybody know the number for NASA? Does NASA have an emergency line?
I know what we would do around here. Who we would call? We'd probably call Stevens Point, University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, because they got such a great astronomy program there. They got great professors. They could call them over, and they come over and give you help you, quote unquote, help you with your problem, but they could also tell you if it is actually a meteorite or not. So that would be fun. That part would be. The other part wouldn't be.
But I can't imagine how freaked out you'd be.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Most people have had that situation, whether it's a crazy thing or it's an interest or a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say you make some, you're shooting a paper towel or something into a basket, and you make this crazy shot and nobody sees it. You know, we've all been there with that.
Sure.
We've also all slipped on the ice, fallen like horribly, and then look around right away
to see if anybody
saw us. So we know what we're like in these situations. You have a good idea of what you're like in these. You have no idea what you're like in this situation, though.
No.
If a meteorite fell through your house, you don't know how you would react.
Yeah, it just the stun, you know, first of all, there's a crash. There's your house is damaged. There's something laying on the floor that wasn't there that should not be there.
Yeah.
And you're like, just like looking at it like, what?
New pet rock?
Yeah.
New pet rock. Pet rock.
Mine's cooler than yours.
Mine came
from space.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'd also be weary of touching it. Like,
especially if it's like a little smoldering or something like that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about that.
Hope it doesn't start my house on fire.
You're trying to like go about your day while just like you can't stop thinking about like the meteorite in your house. Yeah.
Give me some oven mitts. Give me some oven mitts.
Hoozle's Rise to Music is back. We have our second annual going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is open for registration. Musicians, get in there, get registered.
Because they're wrapping this up, everybody. The registration is wrapping up. Thursday, June 8th is the first day that we're going to be doing this. The second annual Hoozle's Rise to Music. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com or the Facebook page for Hoozle's Rise to Music. And go to either one of those, and you can get signed up at either one of those places. We've been talking about this a lot. Just want to highlight, this is such a cool thing. That everyone we've talked to from last year talks about not only what a great experience it was, but how they hooked up with some of their colleagues, some of their peers, and are working on projects together, which I think is the coolest.
Yes.
That is so awesome. Musicians collaborating with musicians, like we like to say, artists helping artists. That's what we like to talk about, here on Director's Cut, which, by the way, you can be on Director's Cut.
Yes.
You can be on MaxSync Radio if you qualify as well. There's so many different things that we're doing this year that we can get your name out there, not just here, but statewide as well. So keep that in mind.
Better qualifying prizes, better grand prizes, better experience. It's going to be such a blast.
Yep.
Be a part of Hoozle's Rise to Music. Go to Hoozle's, type that in your search bar, Hoozle's Rise to Music, and you'll be able to find the registration.
Yes.
We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.